Now for today's global hit, some reggae music from Morocco. We know that may sound a little odd, and it's a bit of a hard sell in Morocco. In fact, musicians in the North African kingdom who play anything that smacks of the modern, from rock to rap, are finding it tough to make a living there. The World's Jerry Hadden spoke to members of the Moroccan reggae act Watchman Hit. He sent us this story from the city of Kenitra.
At a cafe in this leafy city just outside the capital, Rabat, two young guys, Faisal and Salim, enjoy a joint and a coffee. Faisal is Watchman Hit's bassist. Salim is the drummer. I ask Salim just what distinguishes Moroccan reggae from the Jamaican.
Well, I come. Et le rythme jamaïcain, c'est...
That's what you get for asking a drummer. I should have seen that one coming. Faisal, the bassist, jumps in to explain. He says, internationally speaking, reggae has a 4-4 beat, but Morocco has a rich cultural heritage of rhythms from every region, from the coast up into the high Atlas Mountains. So Watchman's idea is to meld these together with traditional reggae. And part of that melding, he says, is singing in Moroccan Arabic. That's a track off Watchman Hit's first CD. It's just out. But the group has a small problem. The public can't just run out and buy their disc. In a country rich in musical tradition, there are no music stores. At least not the brick-and-mortar type. You want music here? You go to the traditional outdoor markets, or souks, says Watchman Hit's manager, Amel Abouesme. But there, she says, you'll only find traditional music.
Non, déjà, ils sont pas très intéressés. Ils sont pas très intéressés.
She says the market sellers there aren't interested in modern stuff. They say it's too new. They believe only 0.001% of the public will like it. Desperate to establish points of purchase, Abouesme says she's convinced a supermarket chain to carry Watchman Hit CD. But that's only brought up another problem, distribution. To get the discs to the stores, Abouesme says she has to rely on an informal network.
Non, mais c'est ça. C'est par exemple demain.
For example, she says a friend's driving to Tangier tomorrow. She's taking a bunch of discs with her in her car and has promised to drop them off at the supermarket there. This lack of music industry infrastructure has Abouesme tearing her hair out, and Watchman Hit aren't happy about it either. And faithful to the reggae tradition of protest, they've penned a song about it. Hemmed in by tradition on one side and by internet pirates on the other, Watchman Hit bass player Faisal says he'd lose hope were it not for one thing, music festivals.
Même sur les radios, tu ne bénéficies rien.
He says, even if your song gets on the radio here, you don't get paid royalties, nothing. But at festivals, we can earn between $2,000 and $3,000 a show. In fact, without festivals, you couldn't even be an artist in Morocco. Morocco's musical festivals seem to be underway everywhere, and they're all free. But even playing before crowds that number up to 80,000, Watchman Hit seldom sells more than a few CDs. The band says Moroccans are simply too poor to buy music. For The World, I'm Jerry Hadden, Kenitra, Morocco.
That's it for us today. We're always online at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins. Thanks for tuning in.
The World's Global Hit podcast is brought to you by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting the American Pain Foundation's efforts to help the more than 76 million Americans living with pain to speak up, speak out, and take action for better pain care. Learn more at medtronicfoundation.org.